马拉基书第一章。
Book of Malachi, chapter 1.
耶和华借马拉基传给以色列的默示。
The oracle of the word of the Lord to Israel through Malachi.
耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us?
第六节。
Verse 6.
藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name?
你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？
But you say, how have we despised your name?
第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说，我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们还要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.But you say, how shall we return?
然后我们看第三章第十三节。
Then chapter 3, verse 13.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说，我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
第十六节。
Verse 16.
那是敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他们的人。
Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现。其光线有医治之能。
But for you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings.
第五节。
Verse 5.
看那耶和华大而可畏的日之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
Behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse.
好，我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
We will read the Bible up to here for now.
我们知道这一次主给我们有三次的时间聚在一起。
We know that the Lord gave us three gatheringsThis week.
今天晚上，明天晚上，还有主日早晨。
We have tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday morning.
如果主愿意的话，我们愿意就用这短短的时间一同来看旧约最后的一卷书。
So in this short time, if the Lord allows, we would like to look at the last book in the Old Testament.
那就是马拉基书。
That is the book of Malachi.
那么许多人明白创世纪。
So many people understand the book of Genesis.
他们知道在整本圣经里面，无论旧约无论新约，创世纪是阿法这本书。
They know that in whether you're talking about the Old or New Testament, the book of Genesis is Alpha.
但是我们常常忽略了在旧约最后的一卷书乃是马拉基书。
But oftentimes we forget that the last book in the Old Testament is Malachi.
所以我们到底要怎么明白马拉基书呢？
So how do we want to understand the book of Malachi?
我们还得要记得要让主的话来解释主的话。
We must remember to let the word of God explain the word of God.
我们没有权柄解释主的话。
We don't have the authority to explain the word of God.
是圣灵启示他的话。
The Holy Spirit reveals His word.
也唯有圣灵能解释他的话。
And only the Holy Spirit can explain the word.
人再聪明，人再有智慧，都不能明白主的话。
No matter how smart you are, and no matter how much wisdom you had, people cannot understand the word.
感谢主，主给了我们一点钥匙。
But thank the Lord that He gave us a key.
所以当我们读马拉基书的时候。
When we read the book of Malachi,
我们如果要明白它，我们就要找到几把的钥匙。
If we want to understand this book, we must find some keys.
而那几把的钥匙很自然的就把马拉基书就解开了。
And with those keys, we will finally understand the book of Malachi.
你看今天很多人读圣经。
Today, when people read the Bible,
太把它当作学术一件事情 ,academic.
They treat it as an academic issue.
好像一个人怎么读物理就怎么读圣经。
So the way you study physics is the way you study the Bible.
好像一个人怎么读历史，他就怎么读圣经。
Or how you study history is how you study the Bible.
这个路完全走错了。
But that is completely the wrong way.
所以我们在旷野里面绕了好大的圈子。
And we actually went in a big circle in the desert.
很多人知道很多关于马拉基的书。
Many people know a lot of things concerning the book of Malachi.
有很多的解释。
There are many interpretations.
有很多不懂，有很多人从不同的角度来看这卷书。
People have looked at this book from many different angles.
但是我们忘记。
But we forgot.
只有圣灵能解释他自己的话。
Only the Holy Spirit can explain His own word.
所以当我们要明白马拉基书以前。
Before we want to understand the book of Malachi,
我们要抓住几个重点。
We have to catch a few key points.
然后呢，今天晚上、明天晚上和后天，也许这本书就向我们开启了。
And tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday, maybe this book will be open to us.
第一，我们要记得这是整本旧约最后的一卷书。
First, we must remember that this is the last book in the Old Testament.
神说话了。
God spoke.
神在创世纪说话。
God spoke in Genesis.
在出埃及也说话。
God spoke in Exodus.
他一直说到马拉基，好像神就不说话了。
And after the book of Malachi, it seemed as if God stopped speaking.
所以从此以后，你就听不见神说话了。
And from then on, you couldn't hear the voice of God.
所以有一件事要记得，马拉基书是在旧约最后的一卷书。
So you must remember that Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
就着整本旧约来说，神的启示到此为止。
And for the Old Testament, God's revelation ended right here.
但是不是完全的启示。
But it's not a complete revelation.
它需要加上新约的启示才是完整的启示。
It's a complete revelation after you add in the New Testament.
但是大家都知道。
But everyone knows.
在旧约的时候，神说话说话，一直的说话。
God spoke many times in the Old Testament.
从创世纪开始说。
He started in Genesis.
说到路德记。
All the way to the book of Ruth.
然后就说到撒母耳记上，撒母耳记下。
Then First and Second Samuel.
列王记上，列王记下。
First and Second Kings.
历代之下，历代之上，历代之下。
First and Second Chronicles.
然后谁也借着以斯拉说话，谁也借着尼希米说话，谁也借着以斯帖说话。
God spoke to Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
神说了许多的话。
God said many things.
借着以色列历史来对我们说话。
And he speaks to us through the history of Israel.
但你再读下去。
But as you keep reading,
读到约伯记。
You read the book of
Job. 读到诗篇。
Book of Psalms.
读到箴言。
Proverbs.
读到传道书。
Or Ecclesiastes.
读到雅歌。
Or the Song of Songs.
你看，你很明显，这些是诗歌，是智慧书。
You see that these are books of wisdom.
神借着诗歌来对我们说话。
God speaks to us through songs.
然后从以赛亚开始。
And starting from Isaiah.
一直到马拉基。
All the way to Malachi.
我们这儿有17卷的先知书。
There are 17 books of prophecy.
说到事情还没有发生以前，神就预先告诉我们要发生什么事。
That before things happened, God first told us what would happen.
所以现在给我们看见神借助先知书来对我们说话。
And now we see that God speaks to us through the prophets.
但是不管借助历史。
But whether through history,
或者借着诗歌
whether through the Psalms,
或者借着预言
or through the prophets,
你知道神是在那里说话的神
You know that God is a God who speaks.
但是到了马拉基书以后
But after the book of Malachi,
你就听不见神说话
You can't hear the voice of God anymore.
下一次你如果听见神说话那是400年以后的事
Instead, it's only after 400 years that you hear God's voice again.
400年旷野里面一点声音也没有
There are no voices in the desert for 400 years.
但400年以后
But after 400 years,
当你读马太福音的时候
when you read the book of Matthew,
当你读马可福音的时候
or the book of Mark,
现在你忽然听见旷野有人喊着说
Now you hear a voice crying in the wilderness.
400年过去了
400 years have passed.
天好像封闭了
The heaven seemed to be sealed.
天好像不再说话了
Heaven would not talk anymore.
经过400年之久
After 400 years,
好不容易你听见旷野又有声音
You hear a voice in the desert.
那在旷野你听见的你声音这个人名字叫做约翰。
And you heard the voice of John in the wilderness.
他是施洗约翰。
He is John the Baptist.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当你读路加福音的时候。
When you read the book of Luke.
我们很明显的知道约翰有以利亚的性质。
We know that John has the spirit of Elijah.
你猛然忽然想起。马拉基书最后的几句话。
Then you recall the last few words in the book of Malachi.
马拉基书告诉我们谁说话说完了。
Malachi tells us that God finished speaking.
现在你听不见一点的声音。
Now you can't hear any voice.
如果你听见有声音的话。
If you do hear a voice.
那根据马拉基书最后的一段的预言。
Then according to the end prophecy in Malachi.
那一定是有人有了以利亚的性质。
It must be someone with the character of Elijah.
所以如果你读到马拉基书最后一章
So if you look at the last chapter in Malachi,
特别读到最后第五节
especially verse 5,
看哪、啊、耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前
Before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord,
我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去
I am going to send you Elijah the prophet.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
So that I will not come and smite the earth with smite the land with a curse.
创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
而旧约最后的一句话，乃是咒诅天地。
But the last word in the Old Testament says, smite the land with a curse.
原来自从亚当犯罪了以后
Ever since Adam sinned,
人类就经过了很漫长很漫长的黑夜
Humanity went through a very long night.
弟兄姊妹为什么这是黑夜呢
Why is this night?
因为到处都是强暴
Because everywhere there are
到处都是罪恶
There is sin and corruption.
到处都是肉体
There is flesh.
到处都是世界
And everything is the world.
所以当你看见黑暗掌权的时候
When you see the darkness reigning,
特别当你经过漫长的黑夜的时候
Especially as you go through a very long night.
许多时候我们在黑夜中有哭泣
Many times we cry and sigh in the dark.
但如果你读圣经里面的话
But if you read the word in the Bible,
一夜虽有哭泣
Though there is weeping at night,
早晨起来一定要欢呼
Joy will come in the morning.
神要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
God will wipe away all our tears.
为什么人类经过黑夜？
Why did humanity go through darkness?
为什么人类经过生老病死？
Why did humanity go through old age, sickness and death?
为什么许多时候我们经过许多的病痛？
Why do we go through so many sicknesses?
不要忘记，哪里有罪，哪里就有病痛。
Remember that wherever sin is, there's always
哪里有罪，哪里就有死亡。
You will find death where there is sin.
病痛不过是死亡的先声，前面的声音就是了。
But sickness is just a precursor to death.
但对基督徒来说
，But for Christians,
一夜虽有哭泣
，Weeping may endure for a night.
晨起必要欢呼
，But joy comes in the morning.
当全地被咒诅充满的时候。
When the land is filled with curse,
你能够说我们经过了一个很漫长的黑夜。
Can you say that we have gone through a very long night?
当你经过漫长黑夜的时候
When you go through a very long night,